The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
May I brachos berachas amoitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Shalom, we're continuing with the next bracha, amoitzi lechem min ha'oretz, my breakfast. Yesterday we spoke about the introduction to eating with the Aleph Tilus Yadayim, recognizing the special hands we have and preparing ourselves for the Avodas Hashem of eating, which is a very enjoyable experience, both from the taste and the nutrition that we get from it. Recognition that this is a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first bracha we make actually on the food itself is Amoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Appreciation of the bread that we have. Very interesting way of saying it. Amoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Hashem is the one who brings out bread from the earth. Bread itself doesn't come out from the earth. It comes out as grain. That's the lashon of the pasuk lechem, sometimes used also as a general term for food. And bread is considered the classic staple. And it's giving us this idea, the general idea of food coming out from the ground. It's also the Yad HaShemayim that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave mankind and revealed to us the special treasure that we have. Grain that can be converted into bread. This is all part of the divine plan that Kosh Bo gave for us so that we should be able to sustain ourselves. You know, if you wouldn't take it so for granted, you just think, it's all like this. You see this thing, it looks like some type of grass, a little seeds inside of it, everything has seeds inside of it. To take those seeds and to crush them, make them into flour, make them into bread. And so much is put into that. And as it says, Lo Alechem Levado Yichei Adam, a person cannot survive solely on bread. He has to eat other things, which is true. Bread does not have everything. But it has so much. Some ways more than cannot anything else. The obvious part of the bread is the energy, the carbohydrates that it has inside of it. But that's just one part of it. As many vitamins, that's the vitamins that are necessary for producing energy. It has four different types of vitamin B. Vitamin B1, 2, 3, 6, folic acid. Together with that has proteins and a whole assorted bunch of minerals also. Living inside this grain, you have phosphorus, magnesium, calcium, potassium, iron. Hashem knows exactly what we need, and he gave us these staples, these basic things that have so much of what we need. Like we said, you know, that way it doesn't have everything. It doesn't have any vitamin C, for example. So we have to eat other things. Other Hashem wanted us to take part in other things. But this is definitely one of the most basic forms of food. And just to appreciate how much Hashem put into it. When you're eating a piece of bread, you think you're eating just something that if you eat too much, it makes you fat. But to think how essential it is for us to survive every day, this piece of bread is one of the sources of energy, the source of producing the new proteins, various vitamins and minerals that we need to survive on. And together with that, it's made in a way that tastes so good. It's fresh, it's fresh. If it's not fresh, you can make it into toast. Or you can eat even when it's not fresh. That's what it's saying. Before we eat this, we're recognizing the tremendous gift we have in Kadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us the koyach to produce bread from the grain that Hashem created. They asked the Kuzari, what's his business of making brachas? Some people look at it as a tedious thing. Why we can just eat? Why do you have to say something to Kadosh Baruch Hu? before we eat. Then, that appreciating and enjoying food is partly, and a main part of it is the enjoyment of the food comes from how much I appreciate what went into this food. Like a cow, it doesn't make a difference where you put it. He eats his grass, but he doesn't know it one way or the other. He has an instinct to eat grass, eats the grass, or grains, or whatever he has over there, fodder. But you wouldn't think it's very different. If you go to a fancy restaurant, you can have the same food that you can get somewhere else, but people are willing to pay for it and get excited about it because they know a lot of effort went into it. The chef had to go to special school, and they put a lot of energy and thoughts into presenting in a certain fashion. Well, the more so, if somebody would knock on the door and there would be a king, and they say, you know, this is a special dinner that was sent to you from the king. You'd be so excited by that. Because the fact that it's coming from the king is such a big compliment to me that I had a schedule with the king after the captive wants to bring you food. And that's what the Kuzari says, by every bracha before we eat with thanks. This is a gift that is bring brought to me by you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You create the grain so that I should have and be able to make bread out of it. And especially in our day and age, I don't have to do anything. Just go to the store and pick up a loaf of bread. How much effort went into it by so many people from all different parts of the world, all so that I should have at the end what I want and what is good for me. How excited one how much he would enjoy the food if he really pay more attention to so much that is embedded in this food, even a simple thing like bread, and who it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think to myself, the secular world is running from one side into the next and never satiated.
Kol HaLashon.
What happens is if you're just looking for tigers and pleasures, you get used to one, and after a short period of time, you didn't have enough of that. You're looking for more and more and more. And it's never enough. It's just an ongoing race or running after these tigers and not being satiated from them and then getting into tigers that are dangerous for a person. And with the right preparation, the right thoughts, what we eat, we can have such an enjoyable and satiating and pleasurable and uplifting experience just from eating a piece of bread. I'm convinced that I enjoy a simple piece of bread, even if it's a bread from a week ago, more than a person who has no shackles to religion has from the fanciest gourmet meal. Because like I'm saying, before I eat it, and after I'm eating, I'm so appreciative of this special gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made special for me. With so much chokmah and so much toy and so much good in it, all packed into that, without even thinking about it, even without even knowing what to appreciate, what's built into it, what's put into it. That is the special thing, the special matana that Hashem gave us. Together with the bread itself, He gave us that matana, telling us to Hazav, make this bracha beforehand, and then you can really stop for a second, really appreciate what we have, and then you'll enjoy your food and appreciate it. Many more times more, you'll be more satiated from it. So it all brings a minhag that when a person does make a bracha on bread, he should hold it or at least put both hands on the bread while he's making the bracha. Because this represents the 10 fingers that a person has. We mentioned before we eat the bread, we're already preparing our hands, recognizing that hands of a human being are different than the hands of everybody else. And the hands are there also for me to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through my hands. With tefillah, uplifting my hands to Hashem, my tefillah. Nowadays, we're not allowed to do that, but in the olden days, you see from the Tanakh, constantly, Paris Kapayim, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show, like we said, I'm connected to Hashem. Today, we don't do that, but the idea is there that our hands are one of the ways that we are human, and one of the ways we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I take the hands that to symbolize that human part of me, the part that's special about me, it's part of my selen lekim. And I hold the bread, and I say a bracha. It has 10 words in the bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch says that also the idea of 10 represents the 10 mitzvahs that are connected to bread. In the processing of bread, even the plowing has to be done properly without it. oxen and donkey together. And when it's planted, you have to make sure you don't do kilayim. And when you're threshing it, you can't prevent the animal, the ox, which is threshing it from eating it. And then while you're picking it, the different things that if you drop them, wreckage, shift of payah, you have to give to the aniyim. True, might the rishon, might the shenim, challah, giving to levim, kohanim. There's so much goes into this bread, it's just amazing. It is a staple, it's one of the basic foods. Even bread was just a little bit more than that. We need some, a few more supplements. It's such a basic thing for our survival, and therefore built into this so much. When I'm making my bread, I'm taking care of the whole creation. I'm making sure the plant is growing properly up the halacha. The animals that are involved get what they need. The aniyim get what they need. The kohanim leaving get what they need. It's an all-encompassing thing because this is, like we're saying, a basic thing of a substance. It's also, as the Shulchan Aruch says, it's connected. Ten words in very sukkim. Matzmir chotel behema, the pasuk of Baruch Hinafshi describing how Hashem prepares food for all, even animal life and all life. And there's another pasuk of in Ashrei Einei Kol Eilecha Zateir V'Atein Hashem L'Nesach L'Am V'Itoi, that Hashem, everybody's looking up to Hashem, and Hashem is giving them their food. So, as we're making the bracha, we're reminding ourselves how Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the sustenance of the entire Bria. He's always giving us what we need. And last thing also, we have the 10 words in the pasuk of Ad Kisa B'Seira, the Shiras Minim, the special produce that Hashem blessed Eretz Yisrael with, and also 10 words in the and the Yitin Lachor Elikim, the special bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, to Yaakov Avinu. So as we're holding this bread, once again, the most basic thing is, as we're making the bracha, that Hashem gave me this Yad Shmai to have this special source of nutrient with its good taste. Gifts from Hashem to me. That's the most basic thing. Together with that, we have all these other ideas while I'm holding the bread to remind myself of I have a special interaction with the world that Hashem gave me through my hands, to my keshet, which represents also keshet between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, represents ideas. While I'm eating, I'm not just thinking about my personal sustenance, I'm thinking about the fact that Hashem gives sustenance to every part of the creation, from the animals up. And together with that also, I appreciate the special level that we have. Not only does the general, and cares for the general sustenance of wildlife, it has a specific care for us. It gave us a special land, Eretz Yisrael, which has the Shiva Saminim, that pasuk. And Nitim Ocholikim, he gave a special bracha to Klal Yisrael. We appreciate the gifts that we have, the special food that we have. We appreciate how Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the whole world, and especially takes care of us, and has appointed us also that we should take care of the world in turn with all these other mitzvahs that are involved in making the bread. Then I've uplifted myself, recognizing how special I am, having entrusted with taking care of this world. And together with that, I have the ability to appreciate in such a deep fashion all the special chassadim that Hashem has given me, the physical chassadim, with the food, the sustenance, and the mitzvahs that I have that go together with it. She's safe to have a nutritious, good breakfast with a good bracha. And she's safe with that, the imam she has brought to my Kadosh Baruch Hu, bring a bracha upon us, my Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the whole day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.